some of the stars through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Rated G Radio. You're in for a 90-minute spectacular today with our returning popular guests, Zoe Niklaus and Doug Johnston. If you would like to call in and ask a question that involves, love or money or career or your spiritual path, or you'd like some theta energy healing or anything like that, then today is your day. You've got 90 minutes to make this happen. We're live right now, and you can call the hotline of 323-657-1493. You must press 1 on your keypad. Otherwise, we just think you're calling in to, you know, listen to the show from your phone, which is very cool. But I don't want to interrupt your, you know, your assumed private listening experience by bringing you on the radio and freaking you out and then having you go, oh, my God, and hanging up. So unless you press 1 on your keypad, we won't answer the line. So just as a heads up, Sharon, Alma, Keisha, Laura, and everybody else, hang tight because we are going to get to your calls very shortly. But let's first welcome our returning guests, Zoe and Doug. Welcome back to the show. How are you today?
Good. How are you, Doug?
And I'm doing great. Yeah. So how was your event yesterday at the coffee shop?
You know what? It was marvelous. It was busy. In light of what was going on nationally, the people kept coming in. And, you know, the Karina's Bakery in Tacoma is absolutely delightful. And we like to happily give them a plug because everything's homemade, all good products. And anyway, from start to finish, we had a nice steady flow of people. So we're approaching the holiday season, and that seems to be part of the trend as well.
Right on.
It was quite,
awesome.
Quite lovely. Yeah, yes.
So what's fall like up in your area of the country, Doug?
Oh, well, right now it's beautiful because we're in the 50s, 60s. No, well, today it's raining, but yesterday was gorgeous.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. So.
There we go. Well, Zoe.
Nice
what
and warm.
Else going...
That's the best part.
Yeah, well, it was like 85 down here at the beach yesterday. I was kind of freaking out a little bit. Today's going to be another gorgeous beach day, too. So if you're in Southern California, enjoy it while it lasts. Yeah.
A little warm, I think, huh?
It is a little warm. For the middle of November, it's
kind
of warm. But one of the newscasters yesterday was joking. He says, will we see 100? And we're like, no, it's possible. But he, you know, he's always a little caffeinated. That's part of his personality. Anyway, so Zoe, what's happening in your world? You've got a bunch of stuff going on.
I do. I just worked at a wonderful, beautiful, absolutely huge holistic fair up in Everett, Washington this last Saturday, and that event will be coming up again in a couple more months down the road. So I will keep everyone posted on that, and I will be working a very unique psychic fair this coming Saturday, and this is up in Anchorage, Alaska. So I'll be traveling and going to the community up in Anchorage to do teachings, healings, readings, and work their psychic fair. So that'll be absolutely delightful. And again, with us coming into the holiday season, there's going to be more events and parties. And on a side note, for anyone who's interested, both Doug and myself are available to do the holiday parties, too. Oftentimes, this time of year, people like to, you know, have their little parties, and let's find a couple of psychics, and, you know, we'll have some fun. So we're always available for scheduling as well. There's quite a bit coming up here in the holiday season, but those are a couple of little morsels to chew on for future reference.
Yum. That sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
But, and it is kind of interesting that you bring up the holiday parties thing, because, I mean, it doesn't have to be the holidays. It could be, you know, the middle of March or, you know, sometime in September, too. It doesn't matter. It is always fun having you come and appear at an event because there's – you know, it's a lot of times people are kind of like a little, you know, let's be honest, a little freaked out about, you know, oh, I'm talking to somebody who does astrology, or I'm talking to a psychic. You know, they just think that, you know, you live in a cave or something like that and you know, talk to bats, which is totally not the case. You know, and they meet you and go like, oh, my gosh, you're like two of the most normal, nice, fantastic, friendly, warm people I could ever hope
I'm
to
not.
Meet. Well, I was talking about, so I was just lumping you in, Doug, to be nice.
Oh,
but,
okay.
You know,
okay.
You meet and, you know, you're like, wow, these people are really cool. They just have a, you know, a special gift that, you know, not everybody is aware of. And so, you know, you demystify a lot of, you know, incorrect stereotypes that I think the movies and TV, you know, kind of, you know, throw upon the world, that think that, okay, everybody sits there in this dark, you know, this dark room with bad red velvet curtains and things like that. That's not how you live. Anyway,
you've been in my house?
Yeah.
I have to share, may I share this, Garrett? Yesterday, there was a gentleman that came in to have a reading, a very nice person. I had previously read for him, and it was our first time meeting face-to-face. And so the interesting thing was he wandered back into the area that we sit in, and I recognized his energy. And so I greeted him by name, and he about jumped out of his skin. And he asked me, how did you know my name? I said, well, it just felt like this is who you are. So his eyes were already very dilated at that point with a little bit of shock effect. And there were a few more details that came out in his reading. He continued to be surprised. So at the very end of the reading, he's a very respectful person. Ma'am, may I say something to you? And I said, yes. And he said, you look much younger than what your voice sounded like on the phone. And I just could not stop laughing. And then the poor guy is sitting there looking absolutely mortified. And I said, no worries. It's not personal. I said, that's rather entertaining to say the least. So anyway, again, we're just a couple of normal people. I'm not dressing up in gypsy clothes or anything like that. So anyway,
you're not
you
wearing an evening
that,
gown at 8 a.m, Zoe, to do these readings. What?
Oh, I know. No, this is, no,
you're,
I've got the little top knot.
Yes. Wow.
The top knot on top of my head, but that's where all the hair is. And pajamas are lovely with a nice cup of coffee. There we go.
Well, that's the right way to start the day. Well, do we want to start out with any direction for the caller? So before we bring anybody on, they know what you will do, what you won't do. You know, like you can't give out lottery numbers or things like that. I mean, do you want to kind of just give everybody a real quick refresher?
Sure. And then, yes, then we'll have Doug chip in as well. So first of all, everyone, please have your birthday ready, month, day, and year. And if you're asking about someone, have their information available. And first name only is great. And finally, have one question. One question, when you ask a psychic a question, we can take it in 1,001 different directions. So this is why, especially for the sake of being here live, it's easier when we can deal with one thing at a time. So that's what we're looking for from the callers. And then just in general, we're moving into a full moon coming up on the 14th. Doug will have a little bit more information about that. This one, I'm not sure what sign it's in, but it is really pulling and tugging at people.
It's in Taurus. In Taurus.
Taurus.
Always
okay,
opposite of the sun.
Okay, there we go. So,
there
this
you
one
just had
is,
an astrology lesson.
There we go. Opposite of the sun sign. The new moon is in the present sun sign. So
that's right.
I am finding that people's worlds have been rather stressful here in very recent days, and a lot of pressure. Once again, people are changing. Their jobs are changing. Residence is changing. This is what I'm running into with my clients at present. And it's these earth there are changes almost being imposed upon people. In fact, they probably are being imposed for the sake of transformation. And whatever is no longer serving us is exiting to make way for the new. And the old phrase, by choice or by chance, choice is sort of out the window, and chance is knocking on everyone's front doors right now, saying, nope, it's right here, right now, and now it doesn't matter if you're ready or not. It's time to make the change. So this was actually a common theme that I ran into with my clients at the bakery yesterday as well. So it's learning how to transform and move through those changes, go with the flow. I love this word, belly float through the change, because it actually is a positive change, and it will carry us into the vibration of where it's going to be a far better match. So, Doug,
be grateful.
Go ahead.
Big thing is be grateful. All the change, just be grateful. Acknowledge that gratefulness. Otherwise, you're always looking around the corner with what's going to be the next big thing. What's going to be the next big thing? You've got to be grateful for what comes to you and how it comes to you. Because this full moon is the closest that it's ever been. This is super moon. So it's going to seem larger than most that you've ever seen. And it will bring in a different energy that is going to be where things are going to be coming to the surface that have been hidden for a long time. And when I say a long time, I'm talking centuries. So just be aware that there's transition coming big time.
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
I feel
okay.
It's very, very much in a delightful way.
Yes, you do.
Well,
yep.
Let's jump to it. Let's get some callers on the line here, and we'll start taking questions. We're going to start out today with Sharon. Sharon, thanks for waiting. You're live on the air. What's your question for Doug and Zoe?
Thank you so much for your generous time. My birthday is 9/20/52, and my question would be, yesterday I had a business appointment showing Roger, a prospective buyer, an item. Do you think that sale will go through?
Hi, Sharon. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, first things first here, with the birthdays, the reason I like to look at the birthday is to determine a person's birth force or their life path. And you are a life path number one. And what's interesting about number ones is that I'm also a number one. So we put our blinders on and just start trudging forward. And we're pioneers. We move. We make transitions. And leaders, whether we want to be or not. So anyway, with the sale of this, it looks like you set the intention for it. I definitely feel that. And with the person, Roger, it feels like a sale will go through. However, I do feel that there's going to be delays. It's going to take a little bit longer than what you prefer. I know that Mercury retrograde is coming up. The shadow of it starts in early December, and it goes retrograde towards the end of December. So we're a month out of that right now. I feel it will go through, but not too easily. Let's put it that way. Let's see what Doug has for you.
I feel that it goes through as well, because I don't know what you're selling, but I do know that you have a large block of money coming to you. So be it. And you're in a year where things are going to be opening for you that haven't opened. And you're going to feel that there's just a lightness of heart all the way around until right around towards your birthday next year. So don't put any doubt on it. You see it in your mind that it is already done. And you hold the fact that it's already done. And if it's not him, then someone else is going to step in that's going to come forward and do it, whatever this is that you're making the sale on.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
You're in a great space.
Thanks, Sharon. Have a great day. Appreciate your call today.
Thank you.
And by the way, I just want to remind everybody that if you'd like to schedule an appointment with Zoe or Doug, you can actually just go on Zoe's website. We make it very easy for you. Just click on zoeniklaus.com on the show page right there, and it will take you there. You fill out your information. Zoe will get back to you, and you can schedule an appointment with Zoe or Doug, and it's just magical, super easy, all of that good stuff. So let's get to our next caller here, which is Alma. Alma, you're now live with Zoe and Doug. What's your question?
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Good. What is your birthday?
It's December 16th. I'm a 3 life path. I already know.
Oh, you're number 3. Okay.
When year were you born?
What was that?
What year were you born?
73.
1973?
Got it.
73. Okay. And what is your question?
It's about finding love and a committed partner, complementary relationship.
A relationship of synchronicity. Okay. So you probably are familiar with your life path number, yes? So you're a foundation and you bring balance to other people and situations. Okay. So as far as the romance goes, if you're not in a relationship now, what I see and feel is that you're going to meet someone. This is not, I don't feel it's anyone that you know at present. It's either 6 to 7 weeks or 6 to 7 months. It's going to be a little bit here. Go ahead. And
I'm looking at it.
I thought Alma was trying to say something. Okay. So
yeah, I'm listening. Yep.
Okay. And anyway, I feel you'll meet someone at that place and time. And again, I don't feel that you know this person. So stay open to invitations, social invitations. You probably already do because it feels like you like to socialize anyway. And also as a Sagittarius, that's just part of your natural nature anyway. I'd like to look at just the day you were born, the 16th, which comes out to a number 7. So 7 is about, you know what 7s are, spiritual freedom, money, etc. So I would have to venture out to say, too, that you're comfortable being on your own and you're comfortable being inside of a relationship. It's like you can navigate on both sides of the wheel there. So you do have something coming. It feels to me like you are ready to entertain a partnership, a committed partnership.
Yeah.
Not just a flash in the pan. So anyway, let's see what Doug has for you.
Yeah, I phrased the question that way. That's why. That makes sense.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I think it's important to pay attention to what Zoe said to you about accepting invitations out. Because about the 17th going forward, we can take it back to the 14th with the new moon pulling in. You're going to be in a space where you've got the Cupid right on top of you. So be out there and be looking. And sometimes we're out there and we're just so oblivious to the fact that the person we're looking for is staring at us and we don't even see it. So keep your eyes open.
Okay, so you're saying from the 17th of November, Doug? Right?
Yes, that's where it comes into play big time.
Okay. Okay, that's next week. Okay.
Wow, that's coming up. Yes. The 14th is on the full moon, so, it's a 14th, going out on a full moon or being out and about on a full moon, it generally is an interesting time. People seem a little rushed and everything, but at the same time, people are more aware. Their awareness is up. And that's why it seems like things are crazy, because their awareness is up all over.
Yes, that makes
sense. So, okay. But in that space.
Yes. And, I hope it's 6 to 7 weeks, because that's after my birthday. So, yay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Have a great one.
You too.
Thanks, Alma. Happy holidays. Yeah. Thanks for calling in today. And there we go. We've got Keisha next on the line. Keisha, welcome to the show. You're live with Zoe and Doug. Go ahead, please.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good. How
great
are you, Keisha?
Great to hear you.
I'm good. My name is Keisha. My birth date is 2/3/79. And recently I just met a guy. His name is Tyke. And I wanted to know, where did you see this headed? Like, is there anything I need to be, you know, worried about with him?
Okay. First of all, in numerology, your birth force or your life path is a number 4. And so in your world, in your life, common theme for your life is you making sure that you have a foundation, that you create a nice solid platform for yourself, whether it's on a personal level, work level, friendship level. In your world, it's important for you to have structure. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And you are also the person to bring in who brings balance, who helps to set the foundation. So this being said, with the person that you're inquiring about, first of all, you're very forgiving. You're a forgiving person. You're allowing enough space and room to include this person's strengths and not so strong strengths, and that's okay. It does feel to me anyway like he'll be around for a while. I don't know that in the end it's necessarily going to be the type of relationship that you want to be in. And what I mean by that is there's a very strong connection now, but later on, sometime into the new year, early to halfway point of the new year, you are going to be revisiting your values. And you're going to take a second look at this person and decide if it's really going to be worth your time. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. Okay. Let's see what Doug has. Yeah. Okay.
Well,
perfect.
I can agree more with Zoe as far as you're in the process of changing your value right now. And when we come around the first of the year is where you wrap it up. So in this change of values, you're going to find that you actually will be putting everyone you know under a microscope and looking at them. And if you have to do more than 50% of the work to be around them, they're history. You're just not going to call them back.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. And you know this has already been going on because you know that there are people right now that you're not wasting your energy on because you've already done it.
Yeah.
And so mm-hmm. when it comes to the close of the... You will look real hard as to whether or not you want to keep this person there or you're moving on.
Okay.
You're going to give it a fair shake. You're going to give it a fair shake. It's like you're an Aquarian, so if the spaceship lands, you're going to be the one to go see what's happening. So in a similar fashion, you are probably just more so curious as well to see where could this go. But you'll find your way through it, yeah.
But you know, if there's a commitment, I'd have to have more information as far as time of day that you were both born and everything else, and where, because that is a determining factor.
Okay.
So there we go. Keisha, thank you for your call. Again, if you'd like to schedule a private reading with either Zoe or Doug, just go to zoeniklaus.com, fill out your information on the contact page, and one of their... you know, massive team of support staff will get back in touch with you shortly, and they'll schedule that time with you. Our next caller is Laura. Laura, you are now live with Zoe and Doug. Welcome to the show, and what's your question?
Hi, this is Laura. I would like to know if you see me getting a job in the next couple months, or is it going to be further out?
Okay, and what is your birthday, Laura?
October 1st, 63.
Okay, let's see here. 1, 2, 3. Okay, so just like the previous caller, first of all, your life path is a number 3,
and 3 is about balance. So first of all, understand for yourself that you bring balance to many situations. Again, personal, business, friendships, and so on. In terms of work, with the upcoming full moon and then us moving into Mercury retrograde Mercury, I feel like you will have work. It is going to be a little bit longer. To me, it feels like after the first of the year, you'll be working by sometime early to mid-January. It is possible, though. I do see it's almost like temp work or something, just helping with holiday parties or something, like little splashes of contract work through the holidays, meaning doing favors for friends, helping them with different events, if that makes sense. This is what I see for you. Let's see what Doug has for you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome.
My first question is, have you really decided what you want to do when you grow up? That's my first question, because you're in an incredible space to get whatever you ask for right now. So don't be shy about really nailing it down as far as what it is that you want to be doing and then going for it.
Well, I applied to a job in Georgia online the other day that I believe would be a really wonderful fit for me. So
okay.
I'm really hoping that I get that job.
Well, then keep seeing in your mind that it's already done, because you're in a great space for this to come about. So just keep your focus that it's already done. It may be that they're not going to be ready to move tomorrow, but it's a process.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, it does. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you, Laura. Have a great day today.
Thanks.
And we've got two other live callers. Well, not that they're, they'd have to be live callers, otherwise they wouldn't be calling in. But we're going to jump to the Blog Talk chat room real quick and take a question from, right? You know? Gwendolyn, born April 2nd, 1964. Gwendolyn, April 2nd, 1964, has a friend, Al, born February 10th. She doesn't have the year. She wants to know, should she go on vacation with him?
Okay, so with her, first of all, her life path is a number 8, and 8 is business, entrepreneur, ideally always focusing on building and implementing. And should she go on vacation with this individual, from what I see, she would have heck of a lot of fun. I know she's a little bit nervous, but at the same time, because this feels like a newer person to her, but yet someone from the past, so there's a sense of having known this person for a long time. Anyway, it feels like she would have fun. She would need to have an open mind and go into it with no expectation and just allow herself to have freedom. Let's see what Doug says.
I think that she should go as well. I believe that when you actually travel with someone, you get to see a different picture of them than what you will see just going out on a date after date after date after date. It's a total eye-opening thing to travel with someone, because you get to see them and how they respond and how they react. Much, much faster do you get to understand the person. But I think it's going to be a fun trip too.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
So there
Hello?
We go. Gwen, I think that you've now got your answer. So we need to, you know, we want to see those postcards of your adventures out there. So if you're in the chat room,
we do.
We'll take your question. And we need, just like Gwendolyn did, I need your full birthday, your name, and the question you'd like to ask. And we're going to now go to Casildra. Casildra, you are now live with Zoe and Doug. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. How are you doing, Zoe? How are you, Doug?
Great.
Very well. How are you?
I am wonderful once I get past this little cold with this weather changing here in Colorado. I'll be fine. Just got a little congestion, but, you know, other than that, I am feeling absolutely wonderful, you know, and grateful at the same time, you know?
Beautiful. Great. That's wonderful.
Yes.
So
yes.
What is your birthday?
My date of birth is October 27, 1976.
October 27?
Yes, 1976.
Okay. Okay. And then what is your question, please?
Oh, finance. Finances, money, finance, just trying to keep afloat, just stable finances. I've been waiting on them to settle on the third part of a car accident that I got into on the job about a year ago.
Okay.
There was, because it was on the job, so of course it was different parts. It was workman's comp and then his personal insurance because he caused the accident, then plus the commercial policy because I was in a company vehicle. It's been a year and a few months. So do you see them possibly paying anytime soon?
Okay.
Yeah. This is with Progressive that I'm dealing with.
Okay.
I do have a lawyer, but he's, you know, I guess he's doing his best.
Okay. Well, let's see here. First of all, your life path is a number 6. And that means people, family, friends, same old. You feel like you're always having to deal with people, and it can get a little bit dry at times. Same thing with family.
Yes.
It's like you feel like you're hitting the repeat button or you're having to listen to the same little 45 record over and over. So this is part and parcel of your journey. And the thing about it is that it asks you to develop compassion and to feel love. And so when it comes, yes, absolutely. So now when it comes to this situation here, first of all, with the life path being a 6, it's going to take time. It's already been taking time. You're having to deal with people. It's the same old, same old. They're giving you the same answers, and you're feeling like this is so boring.
Like it's never ending.
And it's like, in the beginning I had a car accident, and now it's this ongoing political saga. So
exactly.
So what I see for you and what I feel for you, let's see here. Timeline-wise, it's still going to be a bit. There will eventually be a payout. What I am hearing and getting is that in about 4 months, it looks like there's a possibility of a payout. It's not going to be huge. It'll be something, and it'll represent a percentage, like roughly 25 to 33%. Of the eventual total dollar payout. It feels like it's just going to be a little bit more red tape. You're almost there. So let's see what Doug sees as far as this goes for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I think that actually the time factor of it taking longer than what you thought it was going to take comes to your benefit.
Yeah.
So
yes,
don't be upset with the time. Just know that everything's being done as far as on its proper time, and you'll be that much more grateful when it's over.
Amen.
I agree that it's not that far away. It's right there.
Mm-hmm. Cool. But you do see them paying out, so they are going to pay.
Oh, they will pay out, and you write it out as far as this is part of the energy that has to go there is that I have, and you write the amount that you feel it is that they got to come forth with from this insurance company for your accident and what all you went through. And when you write it out like that, you put that into the energy field. You help bring that forward that way.
Beautiful.
Does that make sense?
Yes, totally makes sense. I totally agree with you.
Okay.
Thank you, Casildra.
Yes. Thank you very much. Hugs and kisses to you all. And deep
mwah. Okay.
Yes. Thank you. And likewise.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
She's so
nice.
We've got
what a sweetheart.
Gigi is in the chat room. Gigi, if you want to ask a question, you have to give me your first name, your complete birthday, and your question, and then we can answer it. If you don't do that, we can't do it because I'm not a mind reader. Ba-dum-bum. There we go. Our next question comes from Stacy. Stacy, you are live with Zoe and Doug. Welcome to the show. What's your question today?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I was wondering when you see work coming because it's been, you know, I go on interviews and I'm still waiting, you know.
What's your birthday, hon?
Mm-hmm. Oh, the day after Christmas, 1967.
12/26/1967. Okay, let's see here. 12, 13, 16. Okay, so your life path is a number 7. And again, 7 in numerology, it means money, it means spiritual, it also means operating on your own, being very independent. In terms of work, I do sense the dryness as far as looking. You've been putting forth the effort. Let's see here. It's been a lot of work. I see you going face to face. You're doing the online thing. You're making phone calls. You feel like you're in what was that childhood game, Duck, Duck, Goose, where no matter how hard you try, how much you're trying to chase this thing, you feel like you're chasing a dream versus a reality, right?
Yeah.
It's like this would be nice in theory, but I just need a job. So I guess the first question would be, in terms of the position that you're looking for, is this something that you really want to do? Similar question that Doug asked the previous caller. So is there clarity about what it is that you would like to do? And second, to me, it feels, you know, the holidays can be a difficult time of year, but it also can be a wonderful negotiating time, especially when something does crop up. I see one thing in particular cropping up right around somewhere between Thanksgiving and Christmas. It's an opportunity. You'll have to pay very close attention, though, because this is a position that is brought to you through word of mouth. Someone knows someone who knows someone. So make sure that with all of your efforts, and again, you're definitely overextending yourself in a nice way, and then your Capricorn as well. You will find work. Capricorn women in particular, very successful, very driven, focused, motivated, successful. So it is coming. And it's like Doug said earlier, see yourself already working at the place where you would like to be at. So
is it any place am I going to get like temp work? Is it any place that I've even applied for already? I went on an interview yesterday.
To me, it does feel like I see and feel there will be a temporary position coming your way actually very soon, in a matter of 2 to 3 days out to 2 to 3 weeks. So it's you're just about on it. So again, keep spinning the wheels as far as making the call to the agency. But you'll be working full-time employed sometime right after the first of the year.
It won't be a dry spell because, you know, I'm not dating or anything right now because I don't want to tell any guys I don't have a job. And the kind of guys I've attracted, unfortunately, I don't want somebody with Trump's personality. You know what I'm saying? So
we're not going into politics, hon. We're not going into politics. Don't go there.
No, what I'm saying is, no, he's Yeah, he's great on The Apprentice, but I want a guy who has more of a laid-back personality.
We're talking about a job. Let's stay with the job. That was the question,
yeah.
Right?
But you said that the first of the year I'll have
that
something for... Yeah.
I think that you're trying to go into politics, and I don't appreciate it.
Oh, no.
Okay?
No, I'm just...
Well,
yeah,
let's stay with the job, because that's what you have. You have to keep yourself focused on what you're after instead of going all different directions. You write it out as far as make it clear. When you write things down, you crystallize your thinking, and then things happen. Now, I'm going to give you an example of what I'm saying. I had a young man come to me that wanted to start a business being a photographer. And I said, have you figured out exactly how much money you need to buy the equipment and set up your studio and your food and your rent? He came back and he says, I need $23,000. This was quite a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, then write it out. I have $23,000 to buy the photography equipment, set up the studio, and pay my bills. He did it. 1 week later, Acme Sign Company called him up and asked him to fly around the country and take pictures of their billboards for their annual report. It paid him $23,000. So you get focused on what you're really going after, write it out, and watch what happens. Right now you're too jumping around and too scattery with it all. You can't do that. Keep your focus on what you're after. Don't put it out there. You're wasting your energy on other stuff.
Don't get into
the political arena. Stay away from that. That's a waste of time for you to go there.
Oh, yeah, but I'm saying I've been at a job for so long. In the last 3 years, I haven't found anything that lasted, and that's what I'm trying to say. I don't understand, because I've always stayed at jobs for a long time, and some companies say, well, you haven't had steady work for 3 years, and some people don't mind it, but some are very critical of it.
Well, you keep your focus that you're capable and you're ready to go, and what it is that you want to do, and watch how things come about.
Yeah, because I have a degree
in business.
Don't
keep drawing in what has happened. And don't be wrapped up in the fact that you haven't been doing something for 3 years. You just see that that has nothing to do with what you're capable of doing. Most people that start the job for the first time have never had a job. So what do they say to them? So you keep your focus and watch how things happen. Okay?
Thank you. As long as it's okay.
There we go. Thanks, Stacy. Have a great day. And our last call of the day is actually a question from Rose Maria in the chat room. Rose Maria is born December 31st, 1974. Her gentleman friend is Ralph, born October 25th. 1960. Rose Maria is currently overseas and is coming back this Friday to the USA, and she is looking for either, or maybe both, either a relationship with marriage or a job very soon. Zoe and Doug, what do you see?
Okay. Well, for her, first of all, her birth force, her life path is a number one. And again, number ones are all about new beginnings, pioneers, starting new things. So the gentleman friend that she's inquiring about, he's a life path number six. So people, 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 it can get a little dry, monotonous, and boring. With her returning to the States, first of all, yes, she'll get the employment. I don't see much of a problem with employment. Her energy has a way of making things happen. Once she makes her mental decisions to do whatever it is that she wants to do, it will happen. As far as this individual goes, the person of interest here, let's see, she's very driven. She's focused. She's a Capricorn lady, and this person is going to be of a different energy. They could have fun. She might be end up being the ringleader or the director in the relationship. It looks okay, but it might end up being a little bit of what we again, call the same old, same old. Let's see what Doug has to say, because with the astrology, it also provides a really good scientific guideline here.
This is one where I would definitely love to know their time and where they were born. I do think that work is going to come and it's going to be quick. That's no problem. She's going to walk right into it. But as far as them working everything out, they both are looking as far, right now, they both have the opposite sex under a microscope, and that's a good thing. That means that they're really being focused as far as what they will accept and what they won't accept. But it can also mean that they become too critical and they say, see you later. So it's kind of a crapshoot with that. You have to have more information to be able to say it's solid, because there's not enough here right now to say, yeah, it's going to go.
So there we go. Rosa Maria, it looks like you're going to get a job, but hang in there and then let us know, you know, next month what's going on. Everybody, those are our callers and those are the questions that we have today. Again, if you'd like to schedule a private appointment with Zoe or Doug, just simply go to Zoe's website, zoeniklaus.com. There's a link right here on the show page. You can click that, fill out your 411, and a member of their team will get back in touch with you to schedule your own private reading. And I think you should take advantage of that very, very soon, like today. If Zoe, Doug, do you have any closing comments that we can share with the listeners today?
Yes, I would like to just share that I am offering a Thanksgiving special, and I know it's the end of the hour. For Thanksgiving weekend, Thursday through Sunday, it will be $1 a minute, those 4 days only. So in order to get that, just go to my website, zoeniklaus.com, and book whatever amount of time that you would like. Please use the radio special, and we'll go from there. But again, this will be for Thanksgiving weekend only, Thanksgiving Day through Sunday of that weekend, $1 a minute. There we go.
There we go.
And I'll do the same. I can do that very same thing. I have no problem working with that.
There we go. Everybody, take advantage of it. And thanks for being here on the show. We'll see you next time on Rated G Radio.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.